अष्टोत्तरस्तुत्। His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Granthraj Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Let open. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale. Sri Mate Srila Ramapada Swami Nithi Nama. Hare Krishna to devotees. So Chaitanya Charitamrita class today. It's Chaitanya Madhya Leela, chapter 19, verses 18 and 19. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we'll read verse 18 in call and response, and then 19 we can read together. Aradi Nagodeshwara Sange Kajana. Aradi Nagodeshwara Sange Kajana. Achambite Gosani Sabate Kaila Gamana. Aradi Nagodeshwara Sange Kajana. Achambite Gosani Sabate Kaila Gamana. Aradina Godeshwara Sange Kajana. Achambite Gosani Sabate Kaila Gamana.
Achambite Gosai Sabate Kaile Agamana.
Aradina.
Aradina.
One day.
One day.
Godeshwara.
Godeshwara.
The Nawab of Bengal.
Sange.
Vid.
Ekajana.
One other person.
One other person.
Achambite.
Suddenly.
Gosai
Sabhate.
In the assembly of Sanatan Goswami. Kaile Agamana. Came. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Jai. While Sanatana Goswami was studying Srimad Bhagavatam in the assembly of learned Brahmanas, one day the Nawab of Bengal and another person suddenly appeared. Purport. The full name of the Nawab of Bengal, Hussein Shah, was Alauddin Saida Hussein Saha Seripa Makka. And he ruled Bengal for 23 years, from 1420 to 1443 Shakabda era. Sanatan Goswami was studying Srimad Bhagavatam with the scholars in the year 1424. So we can understand that since he was, Sanatan Goswami was serving in the Nawab's cabinet, and he was studying in year 1424, the Srimad Bhagavatam with the scholars. It means in 1420. So he served with the Nawab for 4 years, it seems like. At least that's what I'm coming to the conclusion.
How many years?
4 years? Seems like not much, but because Nawab was only from 1420 to 1443. And Sanatan Goswami is reading at 1424. We can read this together, verse 19.
Patsaha dekhiya sabe sambhrame uthila sambhrame asana diya rajare vaishila.
As soon as all the Brahmanas and Sanatan Goswami saw the Nawab appear, they all stood up and respectfully gave him a sitting place to honor him. Purport. Although Nawab Hussein Shah was a Mlecha Yavana, he was nonetheless the governor of the country, and the learned scholars in Sanatan Goswami offered him all the respect due a king or a governor. When a person occupies an exalted executive post, one should consider that he has acquired the grace of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Yad yad vibhuti matsatvam srimad urjitameva va tatta deva vagachatvam mamate jomsa sambhavam. Know that all beautiful, glorious and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. Bhagavad Gita 10.41. Whenever we see something exalted, we must consider it part of the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A powerful man, Vibhutimat Sattvam, is one who has obtained the grace of the Lord or has derived some power from him. In Bhagavad Gita 7.10, Krishna says, Tejas Tejas Vinamaham, I am the power of the powerful. The learned Brahmana scholar showed respect to Nawab Hussein Shah because he represented a fraction of Krishna's power. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Vinamaha Kam Karoti Vachalam Pangur Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamham Vande Shri Gurum Dinat Karim Hare Krishna Kuri Vanchakal Patiru Vyashtra Kripa Sindhu Devaj Patita Naam Pavnebhyo Shri Shri Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. So this is a very significant point which is being made in this verse, and Srila Prabhupada is actually expanding on it. But before we go there, we understand that, so like a little background, that Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were working for Nawab Hussein Shah, as I'm sure most of us know. And they met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ramakheli, and they were very inspired. Of course, they were always thinking of meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now they wanted to leave the service of the Nawab. Rupa Goswami already was able to leave the service and he left. But Sanatan Goswami, the Nawab wouldn't let him go. So he took a leave of absence. He pretended that he was sick and He just stayed home and he just decided he's not going to show up. And because in the previous verses it was mentioned that Sanatana Goswami said the Nawab is very happy with me. And you know, since he's happy, he'll not let me go. So let me make him upset. Let me do something which will make him upset or angry with me. Then he will let me go, maybe. He'll let me go. So that's why he said, okay, I'm just going to stay home. And of course, the description is that the scholars which he's studying with are actually very, very advanced scholars and advanced devotees who is studying the Bhagavatam with, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Nawab sent his doctor at first to check on Sanatana Goswami because he was a very, you can say, very, very important and very valuable member of his cabinet. And Sanatana Goswami is actually very, very young at this time. From my calculations, he was only in his 20s, right? Is anybody else can say that? Can you know? Looks like he was only in his 20s and he was already so much, he was given so much honor and he was very much appreciated by the Nawab of Bengal. And so he was studying Srimad Bhagavatam and so Nawab sent his physician first and the physician reported, well, he's perfectly fine, you know, he's just sitting there and reading scriptures. And so the Nawab said, let me go check on himself. So the Nawab came along with one other person, as they say, and then he was not at all happy. But what is significant, what I would like to focus on today is that even though he was giving him so much grief before, and now he comes to his house, but Sanatana Goswami and all of the people who are present immediately stood up to give him respect and also gave him a place to sit. Actually, Srila Prabhupada would say, if you cannot do anything, at least give a person, a guest, a place to sit and a glass of water. Anybody can give a glass of water to a person who's come. And actually, the last class which I gave here in January, I think it was end of January, it was about Krishna entering Dwarka and how all the Dwarkavasis are making all the arrangements to welcome him. So I talked mostly about how we welcome a guest. So I thought I'll just kind of go back a little bit in that section of, you know, from what I was talking about. And it says that in one of the purports of verse in Canto 5, chapter 26, verse 35, Srila Prabhupada says, according to Vedic etiquette, even an enemy who comes to a householder's home should be received in such a gentle way that he forgets that he has come in the home of an enemy. And actually the actual verse says that a householder, if he receives guests, he or she receives guests or visitors with cruel glances, then, like, you know, the glances are as if like, why you just showed up in my house unwanted, or as we mentioned, atithi. Tithi means a date and a means not. So somebody who comes without giving a date, that person is actually more significant how you welcome that person, atithi. If you're looking at them with cruel glances as if to burn them to ashes, it will put you into the hell called Pariyavartana, where he is gazed at by hard-eyed vultures, herons, crows and similar birds which suddenly swoop down and pluck out his eyes with great force. So that's description in the Bhagavatam. So when we have guests, and especially we have guests who have not informed you that they are coming, we have to receive them with utmost respect. Just like, you know, Nawab Hussain Shah came without telling that he's coming. And there's actually a saying in Hindi that Atithi Deva Bhava. Atithi is like God, is equivalent to God. When somebody comes to your house, especially Atithi, they are as good as God. And another thing which I was, I would just like to mention again, was that Krishna is sending these guests our way, and especially when we are in a situation like, you know, we have a temple, we have a public place, and where we are, our mood is to give Krishna consciousness to others. And when we have a guest coming to our temple, we have to see them that Krishna has sent them to us, and he's actually testing us to see if we are receiving him properly. Because if we are receiving our guests properly, that means they are ready to receive Krishna also as well in our heart. And when a Vaishnava receives the guest properly, he's actually telling Krishna, I am ready to serve you the same way I am serving these guests. So our mood is very, it's all about the mood, you know. We can do things mechanically, we can do things mechanically, which most of the time I know I'm guilty of doing. Mechanically we are doing them, the mood, but how our mood is, that we receive in them in such a way that that mood will what will, it will move, it will come to our sadhana as well. Because we might think that, you know, well, this person is just coming and they are maybe because they just want to eat, or they just want to, they don't have anything else to do, they're just wasting my time. But we are actually, we have to be keeping that in mind. We are actually reflecting Krishna's service. We are actually seeing how Krishna is actually being served when we are serving a Vaishnava or serving a guest. So in the verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions the verse from Bhagavad Gita, two verses, 7:10 and 10:41. So I'm going to kind of do cross-referencing where Srila Prabhupada has talked about these verses in all of his teachings. So the very powerful point which I find was that Prabhupada is saying that the executive or a person who is in a leadership position is representing a fraction of Krishna's power. So when we see somebody who is very rich, or somebody who's got a very good business, or somebody who has got a lot of power in the society in general, we don't want to be envious of them. We have to see that, see, Krishna has given them this opulence. It's a fraction, because all powerful is Krishna. He's vibhuti, and he's giving them a little vibhuti, a little opulence he's giving them. And when we see it in this way, then we actually are rightly, we are rightly situated, and also then our mood is also that we are not envious, we are not craving, we are not like covetousness, we are not coveting that position. Oh no, I wish I would. Well, they have a billion. Maybe if I just had $100,000, you know. So that so we don't want to covet. So the verse which is 10:41, yad yad vibhuti mat satvam, it says, know that all beautiful, glorious and mighty creations spring but from a spark of my splendor. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, any glorious or beautiful existence should be understood to be but a fragmental manifestation of Krishna's opulence, whether it be in the spiritual or material world. Anything extraordinarily opulent should be considered to represent Krishna's opulence. So some years ago, I was actually attending Mother Lakshmimoni's, I think it was called TTC, teacher training class. And in that, we had to, as our final project, we were supposed to like make a presentation. And it was going to be like really like graded, and it was supposed to be like your best, whatever you could do, like a presentation. So I remember doing it on seeing Krishna everywhere. That was my topic. So I was just thinking, first maybe I can ask our audience, we have a nice audience today, thank you very much for staying. How do you see, or how can you see Krishna in your everyday dealings? Or how, you know, in general, you see Krishna, like, you know, we say that Krishna is the taste of water, so when we're drinking water, we have to be so thankful. You have to just taste, wow, this is the taste of, this is Krishna I'm tasting. So if we can just kind of go around the room. Mother Sukhuda? So when you think of that, what happens? How does it impact your day-to-day life?
Well, it changes. Yeah. Let's say you put somebody in Sankirtan and they're nasty, and you still understand that Krishna's on their heart, and that's a temporary covering, and that's something for them. And it helps you to be more compassionate.
Jai, very nice, very nice. Mother Sukhuda just said that we see Krishna's in everybody's heart, and then the compassion. Our natural compassion is there, but it comes when we actually see, even though they might be so nasty, you see, this is, I'm like giving them because Krishna's in their heart, and I'm respecting them because Krishna's in their heart, and I'm going to awaken their dormant Krishna consciousness. Very good. Yes, it's very sweet. When we actually go out, this is what we always are, have to cultivate that mood. That and actually I find myself telling about this to other people, because you know that the picture which is in the Bhagavad Gita, in which is so the super soul in the heart of the dog, and the dog eater, and the elephant, and the learned man. And I always point out to them and I tell them how we can become self-realized, because we actually see, we see everybody with an equal vision. Thank you, Mother Sukhada. Anybody else would like to contribute? Yes, Shesha Prabhu.
How I see Krishna hand working. Tomorrow I have to give a class, and it's on, the topic is seeing Krishna everywhere.
So,
I see Krishna everywhere in your instructions that help me prepare for my class tomorrow.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, Varuna Prabhu.
This is similar to what Mother Sukhada was saying. So I meet a lot of people as I travel, and I find it, it's like it's hard to see this soul within me, so it's really hard to see the soul within others. But on a different level, what I do is I think that these persons that I'm meeting, I'm related to them, because Krishna is my father, and Krishna is everyone's father, Aham Bija Pradapita. So we're related. So that's how it makes it easier for me to see, okay, I'm related to him, so let me be nice to him. He's my relation.
Hari Om, wonderful. Wow, that's very special. Wow, that's powerful. Mother Madhumati, thank you, Mother Nandini Kishori, for taking the microphone.
I just see devotees around me, because my service is just around devotees, especially during the COVID. So for me, I always see these devotees are Krishna's devotees. Just like I'm trying to be a devotee, these are also devotees. So I always think in my mind that let me be kind and serve them nicely. And in that way, I see Krishna in their hearts trying to.
Wonderful. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes. Prabhu, what's your name? Can you tell us your name?
Jenny.
Jenny? Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Sometimes whenever I find myself, especially like frustrated, maybe somebody is like really late, or maybe they take things without asking or something, I find myself thinking about how mischievous Krishna is also. And I think the original source of these qualities.
Hare Krishna. Nice. Anybody else? Okay. Okay. Mother Radhacharan?
I like to go out, jump a walk, and chant to all the animals. When I see the animals, I see all of Krishna's unique creation. 8,400,000 species. And they listen. They come. They really do. It's amazing. Because their mind's not, you know, messed up like ours.
Very nice. Thank you. Lashri Devi?
I guess what comes to mind for me is like in the material world, there's like envy is the currency. And we can see this if we go out there, like the nastiness. And I guess for me, I try to think to myself, well, in the spiritual world, they're not, people aren't like that, and let me behave in such a way that I can enter into the spiritual world, even though there's all this like material qualities all around me. You know, it can be very like heavy. So I try to like turn it on to myself, like, well, let me try to act, you know, with like spiritual qualities.
Very, very wonderful. Because wherever, what Prabhupada, what, you know, we have heard so many times, wherever a devotee goes, there is Vrindavan. So you are constantly creating Vrindavan around you, so that you don't get sucked into the nastiness. Nice, thank you. Also, devotees online, if you would like to say something, you can put it in the chat. I have my phone in front of me.
Can I say something?
Yes, Mother Nandini Kishori.
When we give books, it's like when you're giving Srimad Bhagavatam, you're giving Krishna to them. When you're giving Srila Prabhupada's other books, small books, it's like you're giving them Krishna, Prabhupada's deity. And when you're giving Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's like giving Lord Chaitanya's deity to them.
Nice, very good, thank you. Yeah, so we are actually, Srila Prabhupada actually says we can become Krishna conscious Like that, when we're thinking that, you know, seeing Krishna everywhere, we become Krishna conscious. So I just have a few things which I've also kind of noted from Srila Prabhupada's writings. So when we see the sunshine, and maybe a year or maybe long time ago, I read this verse, Jyoti Saravi Amsuman. Krishna says, I am the light of the sun. So every time I see the sun, first thing in the morning, I say that verse. And it is so powerful. It's so, I really find myself connected, and I just say, Jyoti Saravi Amsuman, and I kind of bow down. Usually it happens when I'm coming from home for Guru Puja, and the sun is shining into my eyes, you know, now that it has become, this spring is coming. But it is very special, and sometimes I see the moon, and then also we can say, "Kya nakshatram aham shashi." Krishna is the in amongst the planets, amongst the nakshatras, or the, what is nakshatra in English, Mother? Huh? Yeah, nakshatra is like not planets, but it is the stars. Among the stars and the moon, and. Also, Prabhupada says, if you are a scholar, a brahmana, while chanting the pranava, while chanting, say when we are chanting the holy name, of course, or when we are chanting a Gayatri, or we are chanting any mantras, you become Krishna conscious. And also, if you hear the sound, Prabhupada says, if you are hearing sounds, you can remember Krishna, because so many sounds are going on, and Krishna is actually in the sound. So we think of Krishna when we are... hearing sounds. And then Prabhupada was saying, one of the other things he said was, Parusham Rishu. You meet so many men and you're dealing with this material world. Big, big men, big, big industrialists, big, big scholars, big, big Prabhupada, big, big manufacturers, and big, big bankers. So instead of envying them, if you simply think, he has attained because he has got little power from Krishna. Anything wonderful that is done by any person, Parusham, that is also Krishna's energy. And then another example he gives is smell. So there is good smell and bad smell. So when you smell a nice flower, Punya Gandha, you remember Krishna. Here is Krishna. Punya Gandha Prithviyam Cha. So here is Krishna when you smell some flower. And of course it's very, sometimes I find myself when I see a flower which is like so unique, and I say, wow, Krishna made this beautiful flower. So how can you even think of all these different designs, you know? Or being a pujari, I didn't know so many colors existed until I started doing pujari seva. Because when I'm thinking, okay, today they're wearing blue and I'm going to take out a blue, but there's like 15 different shades of blue. Then I have to actually pick up the outfit and put it next to the colors and like, wow, in Krishna's world there's so many different colors. And so when we see the colors also, next time I have to think of that, that Krishna is giving all these different inspirations for us to make all these cloths with different colors. Or Prabhupada says, a powerful elephant. When you see the powerful elephant, there is Krishna. That power is Krishna. So Prabhupada says, where is the difficulty to understand Krishna? Huh? This is like in a conversation. Every moment you can remember Krishna, every moment you can see Krishna, provided we have got the eyes. So because... sometimes we are thinking, you know, when it says Kirtaniya Sada Hari, we have to chant Hare Krishna, we have to chant all 24 hours of the day. So this is one way when we can actually meditate on whatever we are doing and whatever we are seeing, whoever we are meeting, whatever we are experiencing, we relate them to Krishna. And that is Krishna consciousness. And of course, the very famous verse from the Brahma Samhita, the Prabhupada says, provided you've got eyes, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hidayeshu vilokayanti sundaram devampam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So you have to become a santa, perfect santa, then you will see Krishna always. Yeah, so that's what I was going to say on that, on actually seeing Krishna everywhere. And I had some more notes about Krishna's, on the same verse, that another point Prabhupada was making in one of the other commentary, that, you know, we see something, some people are able to do a certain action very, 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 very skillfully, very, very perfectly, and the same other person cannot do at all. Like, I know for myself, I can't play the mridanga, I cannot play the harmonium, and I see here Keshava Prabhu plays the mridanga so beautifully, harmonium devotees are playing so beautifully, and so that also is an opulence which Krishna has given, has imparted upon that person, and because they actually, either they already have the, of course they already have the inherent talent, but they're also working on that so they can improve and get better. And we don't want to feel like, oh, this person has got such a, he's doing so, or he, she's doing such a beautiful job of playing this instrument. And same thing, we don't want to have any negative feeling. We have to just say Krishna is providing them, Krishna is inspiring them. And what does Prabhupada say? All mostly about how they're, all the powers are endowed by the will of the Lord. And then a very nice verse by Prahlad Maharaj came across was that the source of strength, which is Prahlad Maharaj speaking to his father, Canto 7, Chapter 8, Verse 7, "My dear king, the source of my strength of which you are asking is also the source of yours. Indeed, the original source of all kinds of strength is one. He is not only your strength or mine, but the only strength for everyone. Without him, no one can get any strength, whether moving or not moving, superior or inferior. Everyone, including Lord Brahma, is controlled by the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So, we might all be very strong, we might be, we might have little strength, small strength, but we need to understand that what we have to do is we have to surrender to Krishna. Because jivera sarupa hoye nityera Krishna das. We are servant of Krishna, and we don't want to become proud of whatever we have, but we want to serve. Whatever we have, we want to serve, use it in service of Krishna. Whatever aishwarya we have, whatever opulence we have, whatever riches we have, we can use it to serve Krishna. And since we are talking about Sanatan Goswami and Sanatan Goswami's mood of wanting to just, you know, give up all of his worldly responsibilities and totally engage in serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I was just doing some little research. I know it will come up further in the further chapters. But we know that Sanatan Goswami, he was able to finally leave the Nawabs. He was imprisoned, and he was able to escape the prison, and then he came to Varanasi, where the most of the instructions which he got from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened in Varanasi. He was taught for 2 whole months. Mahaprabhu actually was speaking to him. And so what was one of the first things which Sanatan Goswami said to Mahaprabhu? Does anybody know? He says, "I don't know who I am." Thank you, Prabhu. Kayami, who am I? Everybody says you are very learned, you are very, you know, you are very intelligent, you are this or that, but I don't know who I am. And he was such a, he's been reading the Bhagavatam before that, but in front of his guru, who he accepted as his instructing preceptor, he just took a very humble position. Like you say, blade of grass in my mouth, and then you bow down and you say, "I don't know who I am. Please instruct me." And people believe that I'm a great learned man. I'm so foolish that I believe that. I actually believe, and actually it's very easy to believe when somebody praises you and you get pumped up and you think, hey, this one is saying and that one is saying and that one is saying, might be some truth to the matter. And that's where that insidious pride comes in, right? As actually many learned people, many advanced devotees want to stay away from the mass of people because they don't want to get praised. Because praise is actually is like a, you can say it's actually a little poison, because it can actually poison our consciousness, because we can actually start believing. When we see, and when we start believing, then we might start acting that part, and then we might become, that will increase our pride more. So, Sanatan Goswami is taking a very, very humble position. Why, who am I, and why am I suffering in this material life? And then Krishna, what does Mahaprabhu say? Jivira Swarupi Hoi Nityera Krishna Das, eternal servant of Krishna. So Krishna actually, so it is described that by one statement, Mahaprabhu actually summarized the entire teaching of the Gita. The living entity's constitutional position is to be an eternal servant of Krishna because he is the energy of Krishna, like a molecular particle of sunshine or power or fire. So Mahaprabhu spoke for 2 months, and he covered many, many categories like the avatars, the spiritual planets, the devotional behavior, and many, many different topics. And we see how Sanatan Goswami, in his own writings, we have been reading the Bhagavatamrita, Brihat Bhagavatamrita, and just finishing up, we are in the last chapter, and just the amount, how does he know all these things, you will think. He knows the deepest, deepest thoughts which Krishna is having, the gopis are having, the cowherd boys are having, Nanda Maharaj. He goes into such details when he's in his Brihat Bhagavatamrita. And as we were reading, we would say, how did he find out? And we know Sanatana Goswami was instructed directly by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all of these pastimes are actually getting revealed in his heart, and he's sharing with them with us in his Brihat Bhagavatamrita, which is like a, let's say, a masterpiece. It's a real masterpiece. And I would just request anybody who is listening, and if you have not read it, please read. It's a beautiful reading, and it takes you, it's like way beyond my grade level, but it is nice to be able to hear and read and see what Gopa Kumar is experiencing. And now he's finally in Goloka Vrindavan, and he's actually able to, you know, this last part we read was, they were glorifying 14 things in Vraj, 14 different items. And one of the first items was the herbs in Vrindavan, the herbs which are growing. And such details were described about how they were glorifying the herbs. And then the next one was glorifying the water in Vrindavan. So like that. And they are going to get many, many verses are talking about these glorifications. And so all of the inanimate objects are being glorified as well. And then, of course, we come to the mothers, the gopis. I mean, the mothers, and then the cowherd boys, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, like that. So yes, Sanatana Goswami's understanding and his understanding of Krishna consciousness and of all of the pastimes of the Lord are totally being revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think I'll stop now, and I'll ask if anybody has any questions or you would like to contribute something about Sanatana Goswami's pastimes, his life, and his instructions. Thank you very much, Mother Madhumati.
I had some another comment before. You were talking about the flowers and the variety of flowers Krishna has made. And I was thinking, and that's something I do think, that it's amazing. There are billions of people in this world, and they have the same eyes, nose, and mouth, and ears, and yet everybody looks so different. I mean, what an artist Krishna is, that he can make us, everybody, so look so, you know, unique in their way. You mentioned about Sanatana Goswami. Yes, we also read in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, and it's a pretty amazing book. I had recently, not quite recent, but a letter that was written, Prabhupada wrote that to one devotee who was asking about the Goswamis and them being Nitya Siddhas. And then Prabhupada wrote that only Raghunath and Rupa Goswami are Nitya Siddhas, and not all the Goswamis, and he mentioned just both of them. And what is amazing to me is that when I think about, you know, like Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami, and how Sanatana Goswami reveals so much to us, and then Prabhupada is writing that only the other two Goswamis are Nitya Siddhas, and yet Prabhupada says there is no difference between the Nitya Siddhas or those who are joining. But it's just very enlightening and very encouraging to see that actually it's the same, and they can reveal so much to us as far as Sanatana Goswami.
Yeah, thank you. Prabhu, Varuna Prabhu.
Let me start by praising you first.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Very nice class. Thank you. But the reason why I'm doing that is you mentioned that that devotees, they don't like to go in crowded places, something like that you mentioned. Because people praise them and so they don't want to. But that's not our sampradaya or following Prabhupada. So you get praise. It doesn't mean that you stop giving class because you're going to get praised. So you have to, work on it to get whatever you're doing. You get some benefits or whatever, then you just give it back to Krishna. Isn't that our process?
Actually, Prabhuji, you're making a very good point. I know some years ago, I was giving class regularly, and then devotees were saying it was how nice the class was and stuff, and I was getting very much negatively impacted because I was feeling, I'm getting very puffed up about it. And I did write to my Guru Maharaj about it, and what he said was, I had gone for Vyasa Puja, and then I brought up that question in one of our, we have a Ishtagoshti with all the disciples. And when I brought it up, the Maharaj said that, so it's a very nice sentiment that you're feeling that, I don't want to get puffed up. But do you think that praise is for you? That praise is for all of this acharyas who have come and giving you all this instruction and giving you all this ability. So he didn't say, it's for your spiritual master, but I understand. It's the praise is coming to me, but it is actually, I have to give it up, like you're saying, to Krishna, all the way up, all of the acharyas who have brought this knowledge to me. So, and that actually helped me put it in perspective. Thank you for reminding me that. Yes.
And one more thing about Krishna, that, like how we can see Krishna. So as when we're trying to be devotees, so we automatically in our life, there's so many reverses come. So when the reverses come, that's another form of Krishna. He's trying to help us. And
definitely.
We can remember.
Thank you. That's a very good point. Thank you. Jenny, right? If something, yes. Thank you.
I'm glad that you said that. Just yesterday, we're reading Canto 7 right now at Krishna House, and we're at the part where Prahlad has just pacified Narasimhadev, and Narasimha says, okay, you can have whatever benediction you want, anything. And Prahlad is like, why? Don't do that. And kind of like criticizes Narasimhadev, like, I don't want any material thing. Like, don't tempt me like that. And then Narasimha comes back and he's like, he specifically says, like, I order you to go enjoy the opulences of the demon kingdom. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about that for a long time. And the point was that even if we don't like it, like, Krishna will put these tests in front of us. And it's not necessarily that we enjoy it for our own selves, but to withstand and still give it away to Krishna. So, I like that you said that.
Thank you. Online, we have Mother Leela Padma said, as devotees, we must... Thank you, Mother Leela Padma, for putting the comment. As devotees, we must understand that praise is for what we represent. It also encourages us to go on further in our service. Yes. So it encourages us to continue going in our service. Thank you, Mother Leela Padma. And another thing which I was actually wanted to say, another very, very famous book which Sanatana Goswami has written is Krishna Leela Stava. And in that he is glorifying the Srimad Bhagavatam in a very, very beautiful verse, which is actually like, it's something which you are welcoming the Bhagavat when you're reading it. O holy Bhagavat, you are my only company, my only friend and my guru. You are my greatest treasure and my personal savior. You are the emblem of my highest fortune and the very form of ecstasy. I offer my obeisances unto you. So Sanatana Goswami wrote this very sweet verse. All right. Anybody else? No. I just wanted to say that Nandini Kishori had kind of mentioned, so this is, we are preparing for Gopurnim coming up in like less than 3 weeks. And just wanted to ask all the devotees, well, 3 weeks and a little bit over 3 weeks, that we are doing our team is Kona Lachua. We are have a marathon for Chaitanya Charitamrita. So please take it for yourself if you don't have one set of Chaitanya Charitamrita, or sponsor it, or for a friend or a relative who might have read the Bhagavad Gita. Actually, I was listening to a class this morning by Prabhupada. He was speaking on the Chaitanya Charitamrita in 1966. November of 1966, Prabhupada was speaking Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's okay, we can distribute, we can give to our friends who are kind of familiar with the Bhagavad Gita or our Krishna consciousness philosophy. Each set is $99, 7 volumes. And so we have many other languages as well. Plus we have Spanish, which is a little bit more expensive. But you can go to our website, alachuatemple.com/bookdistribution, and you will see the link to it. And you can order right over there. We can also mail it for you for no extra cost. Or you can pick it up from us. We have many, many sets in the book room. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Gaur.